Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It's the Steve Gruber Show live from Dallas, Texas at CPAC 2022. Oh, a lot to cover today. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, it looks like Carrie Lake is still cruising towards victory, even though nobody will give her the credit for that in Arizona for the Republican primary to become the governor of Arizona, most likely. Oh, they don't want to talk about her. Number two, it seems that the gag order is in for universities. Yeah, the gag order is in for universities to keep you quiet and to hear nothing. It's called censorship. And number three, as I sit here in Dallas, Texas at CPAC, it's still all about the economy. At the end of the day, it's going to be about the economy. Joe Biden's numbers are abysmal. Democrat numbers are abysmal. You look at, there's a whole series of polls that came out yesterday. And I'm just going to tell you, his approval rating nationally, this is important that you note this, is nationally, his numbers are at 38%. I mean, it's one poll after another, 38, 38, 38, 39. And the reason I make that point is I keep going back to this Iowa poll that really got my attention. This Iowa poll really got my attention because it said that the support for Joe Biden in Iowa is 27%. Now, that's going to ring true across several other states, that his approval ratings are lower than they are nationally in key places like Michigan and Wisconsin because of the poisonous nature of gas at $4.50 a gallon and milk at $4.50 a gallon and eggs that have gone up and the price of lumber and used cars and any damn thing you can think of has gone through the roof because of this war on energy. That's where it began. And then it has permeated through everything else in the economy. They have destroyed everything in the economy on their way to, you know, to destroying you, basically, right? They've hurt you. And because of that, the ratings for this president are just terrible, as they should be. His war energy began in his first half day in office. That is permeated out throughout the entire economy. It's destroyed lives. It's created problems. And so, therefore, his unpopularity will ripple through. Now, there are things, obviously, the Kansas vote is of deep concern because of the Kansas rejection of a pro-life amendment or proposition on the ballot this past Tuesday. Because the pro-abortion forces are far better funded than the pro-life forces. Why is that? Why are the people that want abortion in this country, why do they have so much money and those that want to fight back don't? Does that ever strike you as unusual? It strikes me as unusual. Where does all that money come from to promote the idea that abortion through the third trimester is somehow a good idea? Anybody that thinks that's a good idea has no soul, frankly. No soul. How could you possibly? How could you possibly have anything anyhow? All right, so I wanted to touch base on, well, the economy is what I was telling you there. So let me take a look at some of the things that are in the economy right now. And here's what Jennifer Graham, we're going to go to bite number two here because we're going to go to the energy war. And this word transition that they use every single day, must accelerate the transition. Why? We are in no position to turn windmills into the way we power the country. No position at all. We're in no position to turn solar panels into the way we power the country. But we must accelerate this movie because gas is expensive. You made gas expensive with bad policies. General Granholm says we're accelerating the move to clean energy. The transition's going full speed. Joe Manchin said something different, by the way. Bite number two, go.
So the president tried to increase supply all at the same time as accelerating our movement to clean energy, which is why, I mean, this whole circumstance is really a foot stomp on why we can't rely on the volatility of fossil fuels.
The volatility of fossil fuels, we would have no volatility of fossil fuels if you get your boot off the throat of American energy. Joe Manchin claims more pipelines were part of the deal that he agreed to, which is why this American inflation, whatever they call this new package that he agreed to, whatever it is, it's a damn lie. The Inflation Reduction Act of 2000, by spending $800 billion on this and that, we're going to reduce inflation. Yeah. And you thought that members of Congress didn't eat gummies and smoke weed. Well, apparently they do. Oh, yeah, we're going to spend $800 billion on top of all the trillions of dollars we've already spent. And that's going to help inflation. Yeah, smoke this. Thank you, Mr. Manchin. Thank you, Mr. Manchin. Yeah. Let's see here. I want to go to bite number four with Jennifer Granholm. Joe Manchin says more pipeline. She says no. Bite four. Go.
Why aren't we doing a little bit more to allow more leases, more drilling, more pipelines?
Well, in fact, part of the agreement with Senator Manchin will be to reduce the timeframes for permitting, not just in fossil, but in clean energy as well. And honestly, these unfortunately, the well-intended processes that have been put in place to allow any kind of access to federal lands or waters takes a huge amount of time. And so we are in a climate crisis. So we want to accelerate the deployment of offshore wind, of solar on public lands. So reducing those time frames, reducing the amount of time it takes to get energy is a good thing for America.
None of that's a good thing for America. She was a lousy governor, and she's a worse Secretary of Energy. This woman was told she was not qualified to be Secretary of Energy by Barack Obama. She was not qualified. She begged for the job from Barack Obama. He said, "Nyeh." But if you're unqualified and incompetent, by God, we got a place for you in the Biden administration, don't we? John Frederick standing here with me at CPAC in Dallas, by the way. He's laughing at that. It's true, though. Absolutely. I'll come in. Absolutely. I'll join you. But Jennifer Granholm's absolutely incompetent. Barack Obama told her that she had no chance to be Secretary of Energy, and Joe Biden said, "Come on in." That's the translation. Yeah. Anyhow, so that's what you've got is a failed incompetent governor, a failed incompetent governor who's now a failing and incompetent Secretary of Energy. She has, by the way, what? So she was on the dating game, so that makes her qualified to be Secretary of Energy. Is that it? What are her other qualifications to be Secretary of anything? Yeah, think about that. Anyhow, Joe Manchin's caught in this terrible package. He says he'll create pipelines and lower taxes and lower inflation and give everyone two bunnies and a unicorn. Yeah, everybody gets one. A rabbit in every pot? No. We can't eat meat, you beast. There'll be no meat eating, no rabbits, no beef. You'll be eating... by the way, did you see this? This fake meat industry is collapsing. Nobody wants this stuff anymore. This whatever they call these. And by the way, if you don't want a hamburger, why do you make it look like a hamburger? If you don't want a hot dog, why do you make it look like a hot dog? If you don't want meat, why do you make it look like meat and taste like meat and act like meat? If you don't want meat, why are you doing that? Two bunnies and a unicorn. We'll have that for you after the break, by the way. Gregory Wrightstone will join me and tell you the truth about climate change and all the nonsense that's going on. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next. And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.